uncover the secrets of your unique, creative, entrepreneurial brain and learn how to control it so you can finally live up to your true potential. Yes, many things that are easy for other people are challenging for us. But if we learn how to control our interest-based nervous system, we can do things that other people can't even imagine. I'm your host Maurice, and I will help you to understand yourself and teach you the tools, techniques, and behaviors that will unlock clarity, energy, and focus. Welcome to the ADHDers podcast. Today, I'm here with Veronica Winski. We'll find Veronica speaking on virtual and live stages globally and showing her clients how they can get re-energized and clear on their one purpose-driven path. Not someday, but now. Hi, Veronica. Thanks for being part of the show.
Hello, hello. I'm happy to be here.
Let's start with the introduction and coming from your perspective. What have you been doing? What are you doing now? Just give us a little bit of your story, of your where, how have you gotten to the point where you are at now?
Well, as you can hear by my accent, I'm originally from Poland and I came to the States and I finished high school and college there. And when I was at the university, I studied international business and behavioral psychology. The mind was always what fascinated me. But when I was in college, or I should say in university, I was told that the only way for me to do what I'm doing now is to get a PhD in psychology. So I did not go that route. I ended up pursuing the international business degree and then a career in international business, working with major companies and living that corporate life. And then I worked for a smaller company. And at one point I realized that it wasn't a right fit for me. That environment, that something inside of me just was not clicking. And the possibility of change began for me when I found my first book of personal development, which was The Secret. Most people at the time have watched the movie, but I found the book. And once I read it, it felt like remembering certain truths. Things made sense to me. And from there on, that's how it all started to roll. At one point, probably 2 years after that, I actually lost my job in the corporate world. And I thought, okay, this is my chance to really do something just for myself. But at the time, I thought I had it because I read the book and I'm like, I get it. What you put out is what you get back. And I'm like, well, what can I do? I really didn't think that I could do what I'm doing now. So I thought, okay, I'm a businesswoman, so I need a business. So that's what I did. I had business that did not really align with me. So it was a big awakening and a big lesson that working in a business that's not in alignment for you is going to be just like another job. That's why it's so important to have passion for what you are doing. So from there on, I began to open myself up to different mentors. I started to work with coaches. And then, when was it? 7 years ago, I launched my business where I worked with women. And I've always, most of my clients are women and few good men. But I guide the women, corporate women, in helping to reinvent themselves and find their purpose-driven calling, so that they can apply their gifts that are already within them and open up to these new unprecedented opportunities. So I help them do what I wish somebody was there to do for me. When I was in that phase, when I knew there is something else for me, but I had no idea that this was right in front of me all along. So now I get to help them do that.
Yeah, that's perfect, because for an ADHD brain, passion is actually, I think, the most important thing if you want to live a happy and fulfilling life, because that's the thing that many people don't get about ADHD. There's not a deficit of attention, but if you have a huge passion and interest in something, then you hyper-focus. Then your brain releases all that dopamine and you can focus much better than actually the rest of the people. You can actually, then it's in a difficulty regulating your attention away. So you're so intensely focused. And that's why passion and finding something that truly interests you is really essential for someone with ADHD. It's like as your brain forces you to find that passion. Otherwise, it won't. That's the bad thing about it. If you don't find it, and if you end up in an environment where you are not passionate about it at all, then your brain really just works very low level. Then you really have to rely on external stimulus like stimulant medication or whatever. Not to say that they don't have their place also in other areas, but it's a thing. Passion is really something that's truly essential for someone with an ADHD brain. So tell me a little bit about your process, about how you help people move towards their passion, find their passion.
I'm glad you talked about, finding the passion. And once I found my passion, at that time, in the beginning, I didn't have the tools that I have now. So I was like, oh my God, all this amazing stuff that I love. So I was like exploring and learning and getting like just immersed in all of this information. And then I kept working with people over the years. I realized, well, I didn't quite realize it myself until I worked with a coach that showed this to me, that there was a pattern of the information that I would give and the guidance and the tools to my clients, that when you step back, you see that there is a pattern. So my work differs from a lot of people because I work with the subconscious mind, where that old first unconscious programming takes place, from which we operate up until the current moment. So I help to clean out and sweep up the subconscious old beliefs, patterns, and points of views. And then I share with them the pillars, the five pillars of the dream life formula, by which if you live by these laws, that are so basic, but yet so powerful, that's how you begin to really create whatever you desire in your life. But when it comes to creating and being, I don't like labels, but let's say, ADHD, yeah, it's very important to compartmentalize our time. And for me, I can get really scatterbrained, but what I do that really works for me is I set my timer for 20 minutes and I have one task to do. And in that 20 minutes, I make sure that the whole time I'm focusing on this one task that I have to do. And if my monkey mind is like, oh, well, maybe I need to check out something else right now, I remind it, no, we only have 20 minutes. We can focus. And by doing that over and over again, I begin to reprogram my subconscious programming, and everybody can do that as well.
Neuroplasticity, an amazing concept that the brain actually can change to a much greater degree than we actually believed it could do, which is, science.
Yes, it's amazing. And it's amazing how much more we can create with how much more ease with the simple art of awareness.
Absolutely.
In that moment of awareness, and that's huge for anyone that's listening. Just by me saying this, you are allowing yourself to become aware of the actions, the thoughts, the expressions that you are creating that are not in alignment with that which you are trying to create, especially with your business and with your life. And then is, what do you do after you become aware? And that's where, I teach a lot of different tools and techniques. But one of the most powerful ones is the breath. Especially being like so multi-talented and being able to focus on so many different things, in that moment when it becomes just too much and it's like,
With the breath, I have a huge background with the breath. I struggled with a lot of allergies all the time, with asthma, even had a nose surgery. Not a single doctor once told me how to breathe properly, diaphragmatic breathing. And then once I dive deeper into the topic, understanding it more, I realized like how broken my breath was, like how non-functional it was, especially like doing a lot of exercise. And I focused, that's like one topic I focused a lot for the last month and years. And just now, my cardio, it's incredible, which just simple breathing exercises, which you impact. And this only the cardio aspect. I'm sure you are focusing more like on the ability to also control and calm down your mind, control your nervous system. And it's really, that's one of the things I'm also super passionate about, because the impact, if you know the simple basic techniques and train them on a regular way, is so huge. And it's free. It's a simple basic technique, which everyone should know.
Exactly. Breathing is free and breathing can change everything. And I believe that, you know, if people would give breathing, like conscious breathing, a chance, I bet you they would not even have, I am no doctor, let's just do it, but the meditation to help you like not be so like you begins to, you don't have to take it. Because in the end, we are created just how we are meant to be created. And there's, and I think like, because you're different than the norm, then there's something wrong with you, but there isn't. And if we are created this way, then we have the capability to like be in awareness and in control of our bodies to bring it back into like, hey, come back here. Don't get all crazy. And then and it's free. But because it's free, it doesn't mean that we are doing it right. Like we can't survive without breath for a few minutes, but yet we take it for granted. So I love, there's several different breathing techniques. And normally I would just share one, but since this is the ADHD community, I'm gonna share a couple. And you pick one, maybe I'll share three. And you pick one that just, when I'm speaking about it, something inside you be like, that one. Just try it or try them all. So one, I love it. I call it the conscious breath. And you can also call it, maybe it's gonna make more sense to you, a square breath. So you basically inhale. I like to inhale for five. You can, if that's too long, inhale for like three or four and count. And then pause for the same amount. We'll say five. And then exhale for the count of five. And then pause for the count of five. If you do five of those breaths, whatever state that you were in, that you became aware of, and then you do the breath, it's going to make you feel different. And then another one, you inhale, let's say, and the numbers you adjust, but the inhale is, let's say, count of three. The pause is for the count of four, and the exhale is for the count of seven. So the inhale is this long, the pause is a little longer, and the longest is exhale. Again, do a couple of these, just even one. If you catch yourself in that frenzy and you become aware, and then you do this breath, even just one, it's going to change how you are. Physiology, everything is going to change. Last one is simply breath of awareness. Inhale fully into your body, into your stomach, into your diaphragm, into your lungs, and just expand and hold that breath with the intention that with the exhale, you're flushing out whatever that was that you were experiencing, that you're like, And then exhale. So there's three, pick one and just do it. But then afterwards, when you're done with the breath, know how you would like to feel. Maybe you'd like to feel focused. Maybe you'd like to feel calm. And once you finish the breath, declare, I'm open and willing to feel calm now. I'm open and willing to stay focused. I'm open and willing to have fun. Sometimes we overwork ourselves and make ourselves believe that as entrepreneurs, we must like always be on and always working and always. And then even when the time of relaxation comes, it's like, become aware of that frenzy and take a breath. Like I'm open to having fun.
Yeah,
Absolutely. By the way, I also like to call the ADHD the entrepreneurial brain. And in the beginning, as I mentioned, we are shifting the view of ADHD as a broken brain from that. And the overlap is really huge. Like, so many entrepreneurs have ADHD because the combination of these traits just is there. But to be back to topic, breath, super, really powerful. Anyone that's interested, there will be an a podcast episode which is only dedicated to breathing, the breathing physiology, really diving deep with another perspective from someone who just had from diving. So also really cool. One thing I really wanted to touch you that you mentioned really brief in the beginning, but just which is a huge topic, is like the subconscious, which for me, I come from a very rational scientific training, also engineer, German, like thinking, oh, subconscious, like all these hocus pocus bullshit, no real truth in there. But only after like hyper focusing on the brain, understanding the brain, and also seeing the science, which just is there, like huge parts of our computation are just not in our awareness. Even understanding just a simple, there's like huge, like a spotlight where you can shine like one piece of thought that currently is in your brain, and that's in your awareness. And this is just very tiny fraction of what's actually going on and the things that are actually driving your behavior. So tell me a little bit, like, how do you work with the subconscious, whatever, subconscious themed? Go ahead.
I'm glad you asked. Now, the reprogramming of the subconscious mind, it can take either a very long time through continually doing something like inserting a new awareness, new habit, or it can be done super fast.
With psychedelics.
All kinds of different, there's all kinds of different plant medicines and ways to open yourself up and become aware, but that's not magic, you know. It can be magic in the time of experiencing it, but is what are you going to do with it after? So what I do when I work with my clients, and this is really interesting because I was not open to any of this when I was my corporate self. Like all that you said, I'm like, yes, that was me. But over the, like, since after I left the corporate world, by chance, which is not really chance, I began to get like exposed to the world of energy. And I'm like, oh, that's such bullshit. Are you kidding me? Not this. But somehow, like, I would fall into like one thing, another. And it was when I stumbled, I shouldn't say stumble because everything is planned out, you know, from somewhere else. But I discovered this modality, which seemed really wacky at the time, but it was a hands-on energy modality that helped to clear out your subconscious mind. And I'm like, whatever. However, after I experienced it, I could feel something in me changed. Things that I started to think of were different. What I thought was possible before I didn't think would be possible. And that's when I allowed myself to step into my purpose and do this business. Well, fast forward now, I still use energy, but it's clearly not hands-on. But since doing this work, my work is very practical, but then there's also the energy factor. So when it comes to clearing out the subconscious mind, I do use several tools and techniques, including tapping, EFT. A lot of people are familiar with that, and others. And then I tapped into something that I can't explain. When people come and we work together, and by them being there and giving me permission to clear out the old subconscious patterns, limiting beliefs, anything that happened that's related to what we are working on, it's like someone else is telling you what's in their mind. Most other practitioners that work with either EFT or something else, you have to really take down a lot of information. You have to relive everything. For me, it's not. I can't explain it. It just shows up and it just comes through my mouth. And people are like, how did you know all of this? And I say, I don't know it. It just, doing this work now for like almost 10 years, it opened me up to things that I had no idea were possible. So things show up with more ease for myself and for my clients, because when they show up and we do this work, like, it opens up their pathways to new possibilities. And we clear out. So like if you want to intake new information, the subconscious programming, which is the foundation of our belief system, it's already there. And it keeps drawing in all the different points of views, people that like, it's already
shaped by your past experiences, which can be, again, considering like the ADHD experiences. And so many times, like when the teachers, and we have that label in childhood, like ADHD, my brain is broken, I can't focus, I can't do this, I can't do that. Other people looking down at you for your weaknesses in the school environment, the university environment. That's where so many bad things happen, because you have all these super fucked up beliefs just because people don't understand your brain, which around 5% of the population have. But another thing, taking our time constraint into consideration, I want to move like more into your core expertise, the passion finding, like how do we start? What's the most important thing if we want to start finding our passion? And yeah, what about the first?
So first, the first and foremost and the most important thing is to give yourself permission to know what you desire to have in life. And it's very important to focus on the vision of your highest self. Like, who is the baddest Maurice? Like, in the future, who would that be? What is that life? And going, I always like to, when I work with my clients, I tell them that they need to have an outrageous vision. Because if you have an outrageous vision, and that's when nobody can judge you. Except for yourself. That's why you gotta become aware when are you limiting yourself and expand into a vision that just makes you giggle. When you get it, it's like, wouldn't that be something? You know, flying with my private jet and empowering and changing the world and blah, blah. You know, and what makes you feel like the judge of your mind just releases and it's like, you're right. So it's like that giggle energy and be able to know that, like get familiar with it. And then over and over again, keep going into that vision. And then through different tools of awareness of your habits, because there's nothing stopping you from achieving whatever it is that you want to achieve except yourself. And it all starts with knowing what you desire and having the awareness of when you are standing in your own way. And many times there is illusions that make you believe that it's something else that's sabotaging you, but it's not, it's you. And then knowing what to like insert into that new space of awareness and then doing it over and over again until it becomes effortless and it just, it like pops and it lets go. So that's where all the magic happens. But that's, I know that's a lot. And I actually do have a free reinvention guide that I would love to share with your audience. So if they feel like maybe they are scattered, they're not sure how to align themselves with that, that guide may be of contribution to them.
Definitely. I will link that one in the show notes. But yeah, let's dive in like a little deeper. Like, how do I find my passion? Having that vision is great. And definitely like the part that you mentioned, like not limiting yourself on that big vision. But how, if you're like unsure, maybe someone still in school, still studying, or unhappy in their job, not sure of what their passion is, where did they start? How do they get more clarity on that vision?
I'm going to give away a little bit of the guide. Become aware, what is the thing that just comes to you so naturally, so easy? Like when you see something, you're like, oh, wow, that's so easy. What is the thing that if you are still at your job, what is the thing that comes to you with so much ease? What are people coming to you for? And if you become simply aware of what's fun for me that I'm helping somebody with, it's all about helping. Like you can create a business out of anything. If you have a product or a service that can help people be better, you can create a business. So look at yourself and see where are you of contribution to other people? What comes to you with ease? If you're looking to find your purpose-driven calling, like that next project or job or business that's going to create money.
Yeah, that's a great start. Okay, then what? We have our vision. How do we start? Like affirmations, whatever, what tools then? What's like the next step? We have our vision, but we are still stuck in our current environment. What do we do?
So it's all about communication. So not just communication with ourselves, because if we are, let's say, and I'm glad you said this, you think like, I just don't know, I'm not clear. I don't know. And then like, I don't know, keeps going on. And if that's what you keep telling yourself, then the answer is always going to be unclear or I don't know. So in that moment, even right now, if you're like, or if you're doing the reinvention guide, pause for a moment, take a breath, and then simply state, I'm open to discovering my purpose-driven calling. What would it take for me to remember? Because it's not about you finding it. You didn't lose it. You just forgot about it because it's always been there. So just, what would it take for me to remember what is my purpose? I'm open now. I'm ready. And sometimes just by saying that, maybe you are so like ready that it's just going to pop on that first time. But if it doesn't, then just every time that you feel like, I don't know, like I'm confused, like know that when you are saying this, that's what you are attracting, more confusion and not knowing. So ask for what is the result that you desire to have.
I'm ready to know. Exactly. Yeah. Ask the right questions, then start answering them. And again, for ADHD, it's super important to really externalize these things. Write them down, have some kind of document, because our brain, that's exactly what it can't do. Keep like really long-term goals in mind and start doing the necessary activities. Really need to have that vision and start moving toward it, not getting like distracted by your next obsession, whatever it might be, but keeping focused on that. And if you are really sure, like, after re-evaluating that there needs to be some changes, that you're not on the right path, then of course you can make changes, but not getting lost in the rabbit hole like many people do, not writing down what they really want, starting this, starting the next project, moving like chaos in all directions without a clear, at least direction that you keep consciously adjusting and not.
Yeah, and moving. I am so glad you said about writing it down. When you like have a notebook with you, like just have one, like even a tiny one. Because in the moment when you are all, oh, I don't know, you become aware, you start asking questions. You don't have to figure it out. Don't let your mind be like, I have an answer. No. Just maybe put pen to paper and see what comes out. Because your mind is going to try to overthink it. And this is not about overthinking it. It's about letting go of the thinking. And like, so you can hear that it's like a whisper. But it shows up for everybody in a different way. And I believe that, my guidance is like, yes, for ADHD, the best way is to have pen and a notebook and just write it down. Just first thing that comes out and practice that. Maybe in the beginning, nothing is going to come out, but then the more that you practice, it's going to clear instructions are going to come out. And maybe you'll give yourself an opportunity to surpass the thinking mind and just get it out. Because it's in there. And it's like calming, like how also like calm, like all the tools I've shared are going to help you to open yourself up to that greater vision.
Yeah, because the inner subconscious mind is where the truest power of your mind and our brain is. And it's really all about, that's basically one of the core things that we do in our coaching with entrepreneurs, really helping them the tools to be able to calm their mind down, have enough sleep. So everything to basically optimize the connection to your subconscious, letting that do all the processing, all the hard work, making the connections you don't even really see that can't be put in rationalized thought, like because A and B is that and it's C, but just hearing to your subconscious mind.
Yeah, really. And this community has been like their visions, like that's why it's so of utmost importance for this community especially to tune into that outrageous vision. Because over the years, like you said, like you've been labeled and you've been told this, that. So that's why more and more like that vision, that your purpose gets like it's hazy. Because of oh, every time that somebody judged you or you judged yourself based on that, like you come more and more disconnected with that purpose. That's why practicing these things.
Forced to the environments where you don't really fit in that, because it's super hard to actually, our environment isn't really made at all for helping people find their true passion. It's made for developing good employees in school and in university, do what we are set to do and then find a job and behave well. So it's really, as you said, like to putting the work in, figuring out like all these false beliefs that you have, all these false beliefs about yourself, and start moving more towards what you really truly want in life.
And also finding communities, like Maurice, what you've created is amazing, because that's exactly what's needed. Like messages that, you know, you can hear, flood yourself with these podcasts, like with your podcasts that each one is specifically intended to help you in some way to see yourself as the brilliance that you are, instead of all the judgments and points of views and critiques that you've received throughout probably most of your life. So finding like podcasts and communities and groups is so important right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Community is another thing that our society just, really has a hard time. Like we used to live in tribes, very social, and though there's a lot of anonymity in big cities and some arbitrary communities, but finding your community, just join our Facebook community. So there we have that for you settled. So no worries.
What's the name of it?
ADHDers Community, ADHD Growth Temple, which is kind of just having, that's the core thing really, because all these support groups out there, there are a lot of the people which struggle extremely, which have then depression and anxiety and whatever, and they are very locked down and in their super negative mindset of ADHD is this burden that I have and I can't accomplish good things in life and this is why I need to take my medication. And they often take like antidepressants and also, so they are in a super hard position to get out of. So there's a lot of negativity in there. And you sometimes, even if you say like, take some responsibility, you have to be super careful how you say that, because then it's like, don't attack them, don't leave them alone.
Yeah, but now is the time to really like see yourselves for the brilliance that you are and not try to fit in. Like fitting in is being sheep that are being like led by like corruption. Now is the time to wake up and show people what is possible. And there's so many people like that. They've been, you know, dimming their light because they've been told that it's not like, that's not okay. That I work, I have clients that are ADHD because, and we work with that brilliance of being able to do this, this, and this, while other people are like, slow down, you're doing too much. Like, oh, you're scattered. But I'm like, you're not scattered. You're like getting it done.
Yeah, they just don't understand like how your brain operates. And that's really around 5% of the population have a brain like yours. So you don't have to do only things with ADHD people, obviously, but talk to some of them, understand, learn about your brain, understand it, accept it, become aware of certain things and develop things to help you cope with things your brain is not good at, work with other people. So a huge list of things you can do to help that. But the most important step really begins with the belief, with the mindset. It's not a broken brain. It's a unique brain with unique capabilities and strengths. And that's what you need to focus on, finding your passion so your brain really can operate at the very high level. And then once you get that energy and the dopamine, because you're getting naturally excited about the work that you do, then everything will start getting better and better.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is awesome work that you're doing. I'm so grateful to be able to be of contribution to your community.
Great. Yeah, I'm glad you're here. Okay. So any last words, last one thing I should have asked you that I didn't, and also where can people find you? So kind of let's wrap this episode up.
Oh yeah. We got totally carried away with all this awesome fun. So you can, my website is thedreamlifeformula.com, and on Facebook, The Dream Life Formula, and same on Instagram. And on LinkedIn, I'm actually under my name, Veronica, with a K, Winsky. I can send you the information. You can read, put it in the info.
Great. Yeah, I will definitely do put that in the show notes. Thanks for being guest on the show. It was great having you and talking about passion, which is super important for the ADHD brain. And yeah, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.